Welcome to Teach Hustle Grow, the podcast dedicated to turning frustration into freedom. Get ready to thrive, not just survive, in your teaching career and side hustle journey. I'm Tanya Martinez, a fellow teacher, coach, and side hustle entrepreneur, and I'm excited to have you with us on another episode. So, another school quarter comes to a close. I'm sure like many of you, you've juggled the lesson plans, graded the assignments and projects, participated in all of the meetings, and if you know, you know, and managed to inspire, teach, and guide a few minds along the way. But wait, there's more. My side hustle has been brewing in the background, culminating in a handful of podcast episodes, a plethora of blog posts, assisting teachers in kickstarting their own side hustles, even crafting a teacher side hustle toolkit to boot. Does that sound familiar? A teacher managing all of the things? Well, you're in the right place, because today we're jumping into how to thrive through those quarterly transitions. And if you haven't started your side hustle, don't stress. In this episode, we're diving headfirst into the world of quarterly transitions and how you can leverage them to supercharge your side hustle game. By the end of this show, you'll walk away with actionable strategies and a newfound sense of clarity and purpose to tackle the upcoming quarter like a boss. Let's kick things off by talking about the rhythm of the quarters. As a teacher, you know that each quarter brings its own unique challenges and opportunities. From back to school excitement in the fall to the mad dash to the finish line in the spring, it's a whirlwind of activity. But guess what? The rhythm can work in your favor when it comes to your side hustle. By intentionally aligning your goals and actions with quarterly transitions, you can maximize your productivity and growth. First off, let's define what I mean by quarterly rhythm. Each year is divided into four quarters, each spanning 3 months. These are typically referred to as quarter one, from January to March, quarter two, April to June, quarter three, July to September, and quarter four, October to December. As we all know, these months come with their own unique energy and focus. For example, Q1 is often seen as a time for fresh starts and setting intentions for the new year. Q2 tends to be when things really pick up. They start to pick up steam in terms of projects and deadlines. And Q4, many people are focused on wrapping things up and preparing for the holiday season. In the world of education, academic quarters function much like those in corporate realms, with their unique twists. Instead of adhering to a fiscal calendar, educational quarters revolve around the school year, typically split into 3 or 4 quarters, each running for about 10 to 12 weeks. The academic journey. Q1 kicks off the school year, a time for students and teachers to set the stage, establish routines, and craft goals for the months ahead. Moving into Q2, students dive deeper into their studies, focusing on midterm exams and projects. Q3 signals a home stretch before the year's end, ramping up preparations for finals and assessments. And finally, Q4 mirrors the conclusion phase of other quarters, with students wrapping up courses, tackling final and state exams, and eagerly awaiting the summer break. And guess what? They're not the only ones. Understanding this natural flow of energy and focus can be incredibly helpful when it comes to managing your side hustle. By aligning your goals and actions with the quarterly transitions, you can set yourself up for success and make the most out of each quarter. Let's break down how this could look in practice. Now, this is just an example because honestly, you can start your side hustle during any quarter of the year. Consider this. Starting your side hustle now, as of the recording date of this episode, April 1st, which aligns with in the business world, Q4 for some of us finishing up the school year, allows you to sow the seeds for a profitable venture before summer break begins. In either scenario, let's take a look into the primary focus of each quarter. In Q1, you may want to focus on laying the groundwork for your side hustle. This could include setting specific goals, researching your target market, and creating a solid business plan Q2 could be all about putting those plans into action, launching products or services, networking, and building relationships with potential clients or customers. As we move into Q3, it may be a good time to reassess and adjust your strategies based on the progress made in the first half of the year. Finally, Q4 is a great time to reflect on what worked, what didn't, and start planning for the following year. But remember, this is just one way to approach managing your side hustle. Every individual may have their own quarterly flow that works best for them. The key is to find a system that helps you stay organized, focused, and motivated throughout the year. Here are some tips to help you maximize quarters for your side hustle while teaching. First, take advantage of built-in breaks like winter and spring break to dive deep into your side hustle without classroom distraction. With the summer months approaching soon, it is a perfect time to turn up the heat on your entrepreneurial endeavors and make every quarter count. Next, let's talk mindset. As teachers, we know that success doesn't happen overnight. It's all about embracing a growth mindset, that belief that we can learn, grow, and improve over time. Sure, there will be setbacks and challenges along the way, but each one is an opportunity to learn and grow. I vividly recall the multitude of hurdles I encountered at the beginning of my side hustle journey. I splurged on tools and tech I really didn't need at that time and scrambling to attract clients for my services. Rather than giving up, I saw every challenge as an opportunity to refine my offerings, pitch, and services. And guess what? My persistence paid off big time when I pulled in my highest income ever during a summer month, just as the funds were running low. So when life throws you a curveball, pause, shake it off, and realize that every hurdle is a stepping stone to triumph. Believe it or not, with the right attitude, the sky's the limit. All right, so let's take a pause. When things become extremely challenging, I can tell you I'll be the first. It is easier to forget all about the mindset stuff. When we are maneuvering through those quarterly shifts, you're juggling lesson planning, teaching, classroom management, assessment, report cards, and parent-teacher meetings, all while keeping your side hustle going strong. And let's not forget about family and all of the other responsibilities that we have. Mastering the quarter like a pro calls for a smart game plan. Handle tasks by urgency and importance, streamlining workflow with precision, delegate smartly, and stay adaptable to learn from challenges. Aim for progress over perfection. That's the key to success. Time for another tip. Celebrate those quarterly wins. Some quarters are all about survival, while others are all about cheering on your first client, hitting a revenue milestone, or simply inching closer to your goals. Remember, every win deserves a little celebration. Don't underestimate the power of celebration. Whether it's a solo dance party in your living room or a virtual toast with your support network, take the time to acknowledge and savor your success. You've earned it. Last but not least, let's talk about planning for the future. As we start this quarter, it's time to set our intentions, goals, and actionable plans for success. Take some time to reflect on what you've learned, where you want to go, and how you're going to get there. Break down your goals into manageable steps, set deadlines, and hold yourself accountable every step of the way. With a clear plan and a dash of determination, there's no limit to what we can achieve. And with that, before we wrap up, I want to share an exciting resource with you all, the Teacher Side Hustle Toolkit. Whether you're just starting out or looking to take your side hustle to the next level, this toolkit is packed with resources, templates, and expert advice to help you succeed. With a 30-day online side hustle plan, an ebook featuring 7 side hustles to jumpstart your path, a welcome onboarding Canva template to create a standout brand that impresses clients, and customizable planning sheets, you'll have everything from sharing about yourself to invoicing covered. And this is the perfect way to get yourself started with a side hustle. Ready to take the leap and turn your side hustle dreams into reality? Head to the link in the show notes to get your hands on the Teacher Side Hustle Toolkit. Well, teacher friends, that's a wrap for today's episode. I hope you're feeling inspired, motivated, and ready to conquer those quarterly transitions like a boss. Remember, you've got the power to turn your dreams into reality one quarter at a time. So keep hustling, keep dreaming, and never forget that you're capable of achieving greatness. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to connect with us on Instagram at Teach Hustle Grow. Share your key takeaways, insights, and any aha moments from today's episode. Remember, sharing is caring. Spread the love by sharing this episode with your teacher friends. If you could take a moment to rate and review this podcast, it would mean the world to me. Your support keeps us bringing you this awesome content for free. Until next time, keep thriving in and out of the classroom. Keep hustling, keep growing, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Until then, stay inspired.